Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Jason Zucker back at practice today for the Sabres as they get set for three on the road. Philly tomorrow, Washington Sunday, Ottawa Tuesday. How much damage can the Sabres inflict on any and all personal and team goals for those three teams here in the next few days? Our favorite personality, I don't think Darren Dreger would take offense to that, is Shayna Goldman. She's from
He's going to throat punch you, Duffer. Be careful. You might come in with a throat punch.
We'd need to get in the same room other than a Zoom room for that to happen. But there's a million places to start. I don't know whether I want to be positive or negative.
Are you going with the Sabres or are you taking another team?
No, I'm going to take a different path.
Okay, I'll start then because I know where I want to go. Okay. And it's the Sabres' next opponent, the Flyers. Who's their next coach? Rumor mill already said Ian Lapierre, who's coaching in the AHL. But do you want to go that route after Torts? Like, I don't know. So who do you think, Shayna?
Yeah, it's a really tough one to say because we don't fully know who's going to be available at the end of this year. And I think there are going to be quite a few coaching changes. But going from the AHL is not necessarily the worst move. I mean, look at the Washington Capitals, right? Look how well it works for them. And if you're a rebuilding team, you want a coach that you know can talk to up-and-coming players. And generally, if you're in the AHL, you should, at the very least, be able to do that. You know, whether you can or not, it's a different story. But general managers generally pick you because you're trusted to do that. So, you know, I don't think that this is the coach of their future. This is the coach of the next few steps because the harsh reality in the NHL is very few are that true coach of the future, 10-year coaches, right? The average tenure as of yesterday when Torts got fired was 2.3 years in this league. No other major league is that short. So you have to think of it in stints, right? The, okay, now we're a rebuilding club looking to take the next steps versus we're a team looking to return to the playoffs.
Are the St. Louis Blues basically about to repeat their own history?
No.
No,
you have to. That path is going to be very difficult because right now you come in as the eighth seed. You're facing off against the Winnipeg Jets, and say you can upset them because the Jets have their own playoff woes. Connor Hellebuck does not get any rest. Guys like Nikolaj Ehlers need to prove that they're good in the postseason, and all of that. I'll hear it. Right now, you have to go through the winner of Colorado, Dallas, and yes, they are going to beat each other up and not be 100%. Who among us is after the round one of the playoffs? Mm-hmm. But that's asking for way too much. The Western Conference is way too strong. And while I think what the Blues are doing is unbelievable, right? They're one of the best 5-on-5 teams since Four Nations break. They're also one of the luckiest teams since the Four Nations break. Sometimes it is good to be lucky. Sometimes it's lucky to be good. They are not lucky to be good. They are good to be lucky. You have to make your own luck and generate chances and then finish them and get the saves, right? And play good defense. They are doing all of that and more. But their special teams still aren't there. I don't think you're going on a deep run without special teams. I think you could get away with one or the other, not both.
15-2-2 in the last 19 on the heels of dropping 7 of 9. So, yes, this was unexpected, and they have won 8 in a row. Marty.
Okay, well, St. Louis may be looking like a lock in the wild card, although there's still a lot of runway of the season to be played, but Minnesota looks like they're trending the wrong way. Is Minnesota more in a in jeopardy of maybe not making the playoffs when you look at Calgary, Vancouver, and St. Louis kind of just pushing ahead, trying to get in?
The Flames, if they liked scoring goals, I would have that conversation, but they simply hate scoring and don't want to give Dustin Wolf the support that he truly needs and deserves at this point. He's earned a lot more than he's getting. The Canucks are the interesting one here, but I have my doubts with them because it's Quinn Hughes and everybody else. For me, the Wild have done enough to keep their playoff space, and the fact that Kaprizov is starting to skate again is really good news. They've dealt with a lot of bad injuries, so if they can get a little bit healthier, you're not just getting a guy back. You are getting the guy back that when he was healthy, was playing at an MVP caliber. At the beginning of the year, all of us were going, it's Kaprizov and everybody else for that Hart Trophy field. So while there's going to be rest and you don't know if he's going to be fully 100% or if he's healthy enough to be back in the lineup, and there are big differences between those two terms, and I think we need to talk way more about that, you know, that'll decide their future. But I think that they've done enough to stay in the playoff race, just not, I don't think they have the juice to go outside of the wild card picture.
So who does win the Hart? Kucherov, MacKinnon, or Draisaitl?
Why did you go with only three forwards?
I don't know.
What about Connor Hellebuck? What about Zach Werenski? I think if any year we are going to get a non-forward ballot, a little bit more variety, this is the year. I will be writing about this. I am going to scream about this until the end of the season. Nathan MacKinnon, sure. Yes, he's amazing. But I think when you're talking MVP, you're having a conversation with him and Makar. Can't be two. It has to be one. There's got to be a bigger gap. Kucherov, he's been incredible. So has Cirelli and Hagel and Gensel and Point. So, and Hedman and Vasilevsky that I go, I'm a little bit more challenged with that. Leon Draisaitl, I think, is the early favorite for good reason because one, he's a forward, two, he's been everything and more for that Oilers team. There's no doubt in my mind, but I would like to see non-forwards get some looks alongside him.
I don't think Werenski would be in my top five right now. He was probably early in the season, but it feels like that is run its course. Dustin Wolf, if they don't make the playoffs, that's a little tougher.
MVP?
That's for rookie. Sorry, Connor Hellebuck. Sorry.
I'm mixing rookie goalies here.
Connor Hellebuck, I thought if he got to 49 or 50 wins, maybe, but he's not going to get there. So, I think like Draisaitl was before the injury. Now I'm like looking at Kucherov again because I'm like, he may win the Art Ross. Like, okay, so that maybe is the conversation. Nathan MacKinnon's at 108, Kucherov is at 105. Who wins the Art Ross, the scoring championship at the end of the year?
Yeah, it's a tough one because it's going to be really close. They're going to be neck and neck. But I think the fact that Colorado's power play has been clicking a lot more, because they had a really bad streak around the time of the Rantanen deal. Their power play was awful for a month. And I wonder if it wasn't where his point total would be now. And they figured out different line combinations, swapping around, you know, Nate just is playing with Brock Nelson when he was playing with MacKinnon a lot. And I think MacKinnon gets to be a little bit more of like, not that he wasn't the driver of his line before, but like the speed machine. He's the everything and more. Your eyes aren't in two places, they're in one. That I feel like we're going to see him take over games a little bit more. But I won't be surprised if Tampa Bay heats up down the stretch. I feel like that's what they do. They had a slower start to the season, I think, than we know that they can do. And some of it was their scoring depth and the goaltending wasn't perfect up until, what, January when Vasilevsky really started to hit his stride. Then I'm going, maybe Tampa Bay's got it. And they're trying different line combinations. And I think that we're going to see the mix and match everything, see what they have. That I won't be surprised if they start running away with games like they did last night against Utah.
Cooch, by the way, leads the NHL now at 1.54 points per game. However, I am obligated to throw out these numbers that pertain to Nathan MacKinnon. Over the last 100 Avalanche home games...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
McKinnon has points in 92 of the 100.
Is
and
that good?
He has 186 points in those 92 games where he has points in front of the home fans. We spent a lot of time, Shayna, talking about Wayne Gretzky and Sidney Crosby at the start of this show. That is a remarkable run for McKinnon in front of the home fans.
It's incredible. And when you think about it, too, like, some teams have bigger cores, right? And Tampa Bay is one of those teams. You could go through with Stamkos and Kucherov and Point and Hedman and Vasilevskiy. You're naming five players. And then even now there's that turnover, and it's still going to be five players just differently. Mm-hmm. Colorado, really, it's three. Because Landeskog's been hurt for so long. It was McKinnon, it was Rantanen, it was Makar. Now it's just two of them. And it kind of shows you just how much more impressive it is, like how much they've changed their supporting cast. And their supporting cast is fantastic. Like, let's not sell them short. Lehkonen and Nichushkin, those guys are great, and so is Natchez, and they're fitting in so well. But he is the guy. He is everything and more. He plays in such a unique way that he has all the finesse and skill in the world that we love about the Connor McDavids of the world. And yet he has all the speed and power and just dominance when he plays, right? He gallops down the ice. He is coming down with speed. If I'm a defenseman, I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just going to move out of the way. I don't want to look stupid. I would be like, just go. Just go to the net. Do whatever you want to do. Like, he is intimidating. And he's one of the most skilled players in the world. It's incredible.
Very similar to that season where Wayne Gretzky had a point in every home game with the LA Kings, playoffs and regular season included. So that, you know, if you're buying a ticket to get a good show, you know you're going to get a good Nathan McKinnon show like you did a good Wayne Gretzky show back in the days. Let me draw it back to the Atlantic here because we did talk about Kucherov and, you know, Brent Marchand looks like he's going to be playing tonight for the Florida Panthers, and Toronto laid an egg against the Sharks last night. So who wins the Atlantic?
Got a point to stay first.
He got a point. They came back with two goals in the last minute and a half or whatever with the goalie pull. But who is going to win the Atlantic? Because this is a mess right now, but a beautiful mess.
It's a beautiful mess. Unlike the wild card picture, like, this is what you want to see, that playoff jostling, right? And it's tough because you're only jostling within three positions, not one, two, you know, one through eight. That would get all mixed up here, and playoff matchups changing by the day. I don't know how it works out, to be honest, because the Panthers have had stretches where you look at them and you're like, okay, you need to get it together a little bit more. And you see Seth Jones is struggling without Ekblad there, that he's playing more minutes than maybe he should right now. He's the power play quarterback. Maybe he shouldn't be. But you get someone like Brad Marchand in there, and Brad Marchand's healthy. Yes, his scoring is a little bit down from years past. He is still an elite offensive player. He is a true top six talent. I think he's exactly what this team's missing up front, that I think he can bring the energy, the vibes, and the skill to help push them a little bit further versus a team like the Leafs that blow these games that should be, you know, should be easy wins. And I know they came back last night, and I'll give them that, but you shouldn't be falling behind to the Sharks anyway, and they lost to them earlier this season. So, you know, I have my issues, but this is the beautiful part of it. We are winners either way. We are either going to get the Battle of Florida in round one and then the Battle of Ontario, and I have no complaints there, or we are getting the Battle of the Tkachuk Brothers and Toronto-Tampa, which was originally what I was rooting for. There's no loser here, honestly, except probably the Leafs, because I could see the Leafs losing to the Lightning or the Senators, so everybody else wins.
LA is a loser when they're not playing at home. This is ridiculous. They are the best home team in the NHL. They are 23rd on the road. What is this going to mean for them when the playoffs start?
It's not going to mean much because they're playing the Oilers regardless. And while normally I would say, well, it looks like home ice advantage matters a lot to them, I still go, I don't know if you have the chops to beat the Oilers, as flawed as they are. And they absolutely are flawed. It just feels like a matchup nightmare for them. But when we talk about the Blues being one of the best teams at 5-on-5 since Four Nations, the team that's jumped ahead of them is the Kings. The Kings are thriving at 5-on-5, and they have a little bit more sustainability to their numbers, too. They have a deep lineup. They have, you know, four lines that click, but those top three lines, they could match up to anybody. Byfield, Kopitar, and Deneau can all be trusted to play matchup minutes, and I think that's a huge thing. Getting someone like Kuzmenko, did I want them to go bigger at the deadline? Yes. Do I still think he's a very good fit? Because he can play to his strengths with guys like Kempe and Kopitar. Absolutely. Like, this team is really good. And Darcy Kuemper has been great there. That Dubois trade worked out for everybody in better ways than I think anyone could have anticipated. So there's not a lot to complain about with this team when they're at home. But once I get to the postseason, I don't know if it matters anyway.
Well, they have one, or they do have, after a road loss last night against Colorado, 7 of the next 8 at home. So they should once again.
They'll beat the Oilers this year in the first round.
I like it.
I hope you're recording.
Will you say that on a Canadian network that you're likely to freelance for when the playoffs begin?
100%.
No, say it. Come on, bring the heat.
I've been banging the drum of they need depth. I wasn't saying they needed somebody to replace Stuart Skinner. They needed depth, somebody to go with Stuart Skinner. And now he gets a couple shots in the head in last week. And like Calvin Pickard's not the guy that you can rely upon in the playoffs. So I'm saying this is going to be tough for the Oilers this year.
Hope you're right. Just for the fun of it. I don't, you know, give me 7 games. 7 games, overtimes. I don't care that it's a 10 o'clock start. Like, let's go be interesting, because I've been waiting for the Kings to upset them, and I gave them 2 years to do it where I was picking them, and they let me down. So, not, I mean, just because I picked them, I don't care who wins either way.
We got to go to break, but can Jesse Pegula beat Sabalenka in the finals in Miami tomorrow?
Yes. Why not?
Okay.
Bold prediction from Shayna and Marty. What a way to close things out here on a Friday on Sabres Live. Shayna, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Back after this to wrap up Sabres Live.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.